This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Haiti's government on Tuesday formally appointed Ariel Henry as prime minister nearly 2 weeks after President Jovenel Moïse was gunned down in a murder plot. Henry assumed the role of de facto leader of the Western Hemisphere's poorest nation in a ceremony in the capital, Port-au-Prince. He began his inaugural speech with a minute of silence for the slain president. Haiti has been struggling with lawlessness fueled by violent gangs, and Henry said he wanted to create conditions for as many people as possible to vote in elections currently scheduled for September. The head of the organizing committee for the Tokyo Olympics said on Tuesday he did not rule out a last-minute cancellation of the global sporting event amid rising coronavirus cases that continue to present mounting challenges. Asked at a news conference if the games might still be canceled, Toshiro Muto said he would keep an eye on infection numbers and hold discussions with organizers if necessary. The games are due to open on Friday. COVID-19 cases are rising in Tokyo, and the games postponed last year because of the pandemic will be held without spectators. Japan this month decided that participants would compete in empty venues to minimize the risk of further infections. The opening ceremony will also take place without major Olympic sponsors, dealing another blow to the games as more athletes test positive for the coronavirus. And the U.S. Justice Department says Thomas Barrick, a billionaire friend of Donald Trump who chaired the former president's inaugural fund, has been arrested on charges including unlawful foreign lobbying and obstruction of justice. More on that story is available at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. The United States on Tuesday carried out an airstrike against al-Shabaab militants in Somalia. It was the first strike in the country since President Joe Biden came into office in January. Al-Qaeda-linked insurgent group al-Shabaab is seeking to topple the government and establish its own rule in Somalia based on its own strict interpretation of Islamic Sharia law. In a statement, the Pentagon said the strike took place near Galkayo. While the United States has frequently carried out airstrikes in Somalia against al-Shabaab, this was the first since January 20th when Biden took office. The group's campaign of bombings and gun attacks has targeted Somali military bases and civilian infrastructure, including hotels, bars, and schools in both Somalia and other countries in the region. South Korea's prime minister and defense minister both apologized as hundreds of COVID-19 infected sailors were flown to Seoul on Tuesday after a Navy destroyer patrolling the waters off Africa was found to be riddled with coronavirus. Almost 250 of the 301 unvaccinated crew aboard the destroyer were infected, sparking public anger at the government's failure to protect those serving abroad. The whole crew arrived home Tuesday after the government carried out an emergency air evacuation, according to the defense ministry. South Korea's defense minister apologized for not immunizing the crew before they departed for the Gulf of Aden in early February. They were on an 8-month counter-piracy mission. He said he would examine antivirus policies for all overseas military units. Iraqi families laid to rest loved ones on Tuesday who were killed in a deadly bombing that claimed at least 30 lives just hours earlier in a busy market in Iraq's capital. The funerals were held for the victims of the blast the night before. The blast happened the night before in a crowded market in a Baghdad suburb. Iraq's military says it concluded an investigation into the bombing and found it was caused by a suicide bomber. The military said in a statement that at least 50 people were wounded in the attack. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attack, which occurred a day before the Eid al-Adha holiday, when many residents were out shopping for gifts. And a South African court has granted former President Jacob Zuma's request for a delay in his arms deal corruption trial Tuesday and adjourned proceedings for 3 weeks. Zuma this month started a 15-month sentence for contempt of court, a ruling that triggered some of the worst unrest in South Africa in decades. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.